Zero CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. U.S. investigators think the drone that hit a U.S. base in Jordan was mistaken by base defenders for a U.S. spy drone that was returning at the same time.
The Pentagon reporting that Jordan drone strike not only killed three Americans, but injured at least 40 others. U.S. response?
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh not outlining what that response might be. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Roger Wicker urging the president to order a strike on Iran. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Republicans running the House Homeland Security Committee today expect to approve articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Two New York City brothers charged with stockpiling an arsenal of ghost guns, explosive devices, anarchistic propaganda, and a hit list in their home in Queens. This is ABC News. Russian cheating in the last Olympics did not go unpunished. ABC's Brian Clark has the story.
A long-running dispute from the Beijing Olympics came to an end when the Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld the disqualification of Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva. She had tested positive for a banned substance. The disqualification means that the U.S. is set to be elevated to the gold medal in the team figure skating event. Valieva, who was 15 at the time, is banned through next December, just before the start of the 2026 Winter Games. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cops in the Detroit suburb of Roseville, Michigan, arrested a man accused of stealing money from a bank customer. Patting down the individual, they found a palm-sized, blue-eyed, blue pit bull puppy in one of his jacket pockets. The five-week-old female was checked out by Macomb County Animal Control and was in foster care before being returned to the suspected thief, who's charged with larceny. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed. It was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. after a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their fifth win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of drizzle and a little bit of light snow and freezing drizzle in the overnight. Northwest winds and by daybreak, lower 30s. That wintry mix is done by about lunchtime, mostly cloudy skies, mid and upper 30s in the late afternoon. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball coming up at noon on Tuesday, another edition of Wacky Things Legislators Say in Madison. Join us at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbar, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024. Back to school, back to work. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We welcome you into another week. We are back here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, the world headquarters of Civic Media. Mr. Zommer, it's nice to see you in person once again.
Nice to see you as well. Yeah. it's been longer than anticipated.
Yeah, what started out as kind of a 1 or 2 day thing, we just got going and we thought, well, why not keep going? Because Wisconsin's a great place. So last week we were all over the state. We were up in Green Bay at our studios there, WGBW, and then we popped over to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, took a kind of a detour up to Superior to cover President Joe Biden's appearance, giving $1 billion or bringing $1 billion from that bipartisan infrastructure bill to Superior to replace the Bladick Bridge up there. And then we hopped on down to Hayward, WBZH in beautiful Hayward, and did a show there and did a little preview. We're going to be back in Hayward, I believe, in February, towards the end of February, the last kind of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Why, you ask? Because the Birkebeiner, big ski race, people from all over the world going to be descending onto Hayward, Wisconsin. And if you say, well, Todd, what about the snow? Because there's not too much snow right now. Don't worry. I've talked to people at the Birkebeiner last week, and they have all kinds of snow-making resources. It may be that the course is a little bit shorter, so that people have to kind of like go in a loop, basically. But they'll get it done, and they're feeling good about it. And I got a couple of things while I was up there, Mr. Zommers, to prepare for this, because it's the 50th anniversary. The 50th anniversary. So right here, my hot little hands. And you know, it's a Nordic event. And so they have these bells, that cowbells that people ring along the way. For those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, there it is. If you can see it, the 50th anniversary logo. And there you go. That's what Todd's going to be doing.
That's the Berkey bell.
That's the Berkey bell. So I'll be ringing that for all the great participants. So looking forward to spending Pat Kreitlow is going to be gone that week on vacation. So I'm filling in for him. So we're doing 2 hours in the morning on Kreitlow's time slot from 6 to 8, and then 2 hours for our show from noon till 2, all on location for 3 days up in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
Should be exciting.
Yeah, so that's what's coming up. That's what we did last week, and good to be back here in the studios today. Big show coming up. Going to be talking in the second hour. We have a what's worse, a Super Bowl themed, political themed what's worse. So looking forward to asking you what's worse on that. Also a cut from a Gen Z on the scene weather reporter, I believe from South Dakota, and it's fantastic stuff. And so we're gonna play that for you a little bit later. Talk about the Super Bowl matchup in hour two. Also talking about veterans in this show. There's a brand new ad out. It is powerful. Going to play you that. Going to play you a cut from President Biden on Trump's remarks about veterans. But want to begin, Mr. Zomers, with the news over the weekend that there is a possibility of a deal on immigration here in the country. And if you don't follow him on your social medias at CBS News, follow Camilo Montoya Galvez. Camilo is C-A-M-I-L-O. Camilo Montoya Galvez of CBS News, a great immigration reporter. He is down there on the ground at Eagle Pass in Texas. And I want to bring you a little bit of his reporting, and then we're going to get into the heart of this. And of course, there's the humanitarian part, but there is a political agenda at stake here as well. And I want to talk to you about that. And of course, take your phone calls as well here on a Monday. So here now, reporting from Camilo Montoya Galvez, says a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Congress are on the verge of striking a deal with the Biden administration that would enact sweeping new border controls, including the authority to pause asylum during spikes in migration crossings, according to three people familiar with the negotiations talking with CBS News. After weeks of closed-door negotiations, the White House and a trio of senators could unveil an agreement as early as today. Requesting anonymity due to the private nature of the conversations, they went on to say the bill is designed to reduce the unprecedented levels of illegal crossings recorded along the southern border in the past 3 years. And I think it's important just to say up front, to deny that this is occurring would be deny, I'm not there on the ground, but trust many of these reporters who are there. And clearly there is a spike. And again, we can talk about why that is. Much of it is due to the laws or the procedures that were put in place during the pandemic, Title 43, I believe, or 41, which said, look, people have to stay in Mexico before they come over due to the pandemic, right? Well, those have been lifted according to the Supreme Court and the law said, look, you can't just ignore the current law. So we know there is a challenge, there's a problem on the southern border. That's the first thing. Now, here's the news. While Republican Senator James Lankford, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema are close to finalizing a compromise with the White House, any bipartisan immigration proposal would face an uphill battle in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson and other conservative lawmakers have pushed for even stricter changes in the asylum system. Divisions among Republican lawmakers over whether to support a border deal with Mr. Biden have also intensified after former President Donald Trump came out against it. In a large rally in Las Vegas on Saturday, Trump said he would, quote, rather have no bill than a bad bill, unquote. So here's the important part I want to talk about in the first half of this show. You have Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent, all working on a bill that would address in large part this issue we have on the border. And isn't this what we say on this show and other shows? If I'm listening to you, most of our callers, people say, why can't they just work together? Why can't they get rid of the politics and get stuff done? Here you have a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent coming together for something they can agree on to get things done. And I agree with that 100%. But as we said, leading candidate for the Republican nomination for the 2024 presidential election, Donald Trump, former president, was on the stump campaigning. And this is what he is saying in public and in private about this bipartisan agreement on immigration.
I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill. A bad bill you can't have, and that's what was happening in the House. As you know, the speaker, who's, by the way, if I think he's going to prove to be a very good speaker. It's tough when you have a very small majority. Very tough. Mike Johnson, speaker. He just said it's dead on arrival in the House. It's dead on arrival. We want either a strong bill or no bill, and whatever happens, happens. But this is the single greatest threat to our country right now, is the people pouring into our country, because we have no... I'd rather...
The last part is important, what Trump said. The problem, you have all these people pouring in right now. Again, vilifying people. So there's the cut. I wanted you to hear it. Again, I take no pleasure in bringing you these cuts of Trump, but I think it's important for you to hear it in real time from the actual person. Unedited, uninterrupted. Trump saying that he would rather have no bill than, in his words, a bad bill, which essentially means if you hand any sort of a compromise, like this one we're talking about, that will be perceived as Joe Biden making progress. And that is bad for me, Donald Trump. Therefore, don't do it.
I see one of the top comments on that video is a drawing of Mike Johnson, and it says, the border crisis is such an emergency that we should wait until 2025 to solve it.
Yeah, that's what the theme is here. That they want to put off a real solution for political gain. Do we have time for the Scarborough clip? Here is our former Republican Congressman, Joe Scarborough. Now with his wife, Mika Brzezinski, hosts Morning Joe on MSNBC. Here is what a former Republican Congressman is saying about this deal.
Last night, Trump encouraged lawmakers to do nothing on the border.
To keep the border open, Trump encouraged them to let fentanyl continue to flood in and let illegal immigrants continue to stream across the border. That's what Donald Trump said. And Republicans are so weak, they're going to do it. They're going to side with fentanyl and illegal immigrants instead of a bipartisan, tough border security bill.
So then he went on social media and wrote incorrectly, we are better off not making a deal, even if that pushes our country temporarily close up for a while. But a handful of Republican senators are pushing back on letting Trump sink the deal. Take a listen.
I think the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump. And the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling. The American people are suffering as a result.
Stop there for a second, Mr. Zomers. So I want to make sure that was Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney first. And now who are we going to hear from, Mr. Zomers? I don't have the clip.
It's a little bit more Mitt Romney, but then I'll let you know when somebody else comes up.
All right, sounds good. Here we go. Here's more Mitt Romney.
Is really appalling. The American people are suffering as a result of what's happening at the border, and someone running for president ought to try and get the, you know, the problem solved, as opposed to saying, "Hey, save that problem. Don't solve it. Let me take credit for solving it later."
I just reject the idea that we should reserve a crisis for a better time to solve it.
This is Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota.
You know, that's. People, what's interesting to me is there are a lot of angry people out there, and that's why the border crisis is the number one issue for voters. I don't see how we have a better story to tell when we miss the one opportunity we have to fix it.
So there is Mitt Romney, Republican from Utah, and Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, saying we should solve this thing. We should have a responsibility to do it. A former Congressman, Republican Joe Scarborough, saying if they kill this deal, if Trump kills it, they're the ones that are keeping the border open. They're the ones that are letting fentanyl in. 844-967-2789. Back with your calls in a moment. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. We are back live in Madison of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
thing. Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are. And we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, January 29th. Mr. Zommer's on the board, taking your phone calls as well, preparing them to go on the air. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Encourage you to give us a call with your comments, thoughts. Also text us on the Civic Media app on your Android or Apple device, talking about this bipartisan agreement. Not just three or two senators, three. A Republican, Senator James Lankford, a Democrat, Senator Chris Murphy, and an independent, Senator Kristen Sinema. All have put together a bipartisan proposal to address what's happening at the border. President Joe Biden says, if you pass it, I'll sign it. We'll get this done. But Trump is standing in the way, saying he doesn't want it because it might make Joe Biden look better in the presidential election. Off the text line from WAUK, Andrew listening in Maine saying, dear Speaker Mike, Trump puppet Johnson, the Senate is an example of how legislature is designed to work, unquote. Also from Andrew saying, dear Mr. Trump, the three service members killed in Jordan would have disagreed with the assessment that the southern border is the most important issue, unquote. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Right now, I want to go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, thanks for listening, Mark. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, the Trump needs to shut his mouth on this. Because Barack Obama wasn't constantly shooting his mouth off when Trump took office. I mean, Obama was pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And that, from my if memory serves, that and Trump is just interfering with the processes of United States government, and should just keep his mouth shut. I mean, he's serving no useful purpose other than sabotaging everything. That pardon me. Yeah, it's just disgusting. I mean, this is Donald Trump in a nutshell. I mean, that it is just sad.
Yeah, I mean, sad. But to your point, I mean, I'm encouraged the fact we have a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent agreeing on a solution, and the president who occupies the White House says, pass it, and I'll sign it. And yet, to your point, a former president is stopping it. Now, granted, he's the leading candidate for the current Republican nomination. But I think it speaks to what the MAGA agenda actually is. And it's not solving problems. It's creating chaos. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul listening in. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for the information. I certainly hope this happens. Somehow they can pass it. It would really help our Freight Radio and Fox and Newsmax were on board with this also, because it's for the benefit of the country and all the people of the country. But I don't...
Go ahead. You cut out there, Wisco. Say that again, please.
Yeah, I would really... it's something that would help the whole country to get the border under control. And don't you think the Republican Party will own this if it doesn't pass? I do. I certainly think.
Well, a reasonable, rational person would say, look, if you have a bipartisan proposal that the current sitting Democratic president says he will sign, and it is torpedoed by the former Republican president who's trying to unseat the Democratic sitting president. I don't see how you can put the blame on anyone else but the MAGA Republican Party and the leading nominee for their party.
Well, that would be my opinion, but we've reached a point where MAGAs, I guess you'd call them, they're not going to listen to anybody, so you have to hope to get the other, well, I don't know, probably 60% of the country on board with this and make some calls. And once it gets to Congress, I don't quite understand this Johnson character. He kind of went along with the Democrats and put himself out there to extend the budget, but on this one, he says it's dead on arrival. So it's just, you know, when you have a bipartisan support for something and it can't pass, you got some serious problems with the Republican Party. I mean, not all the Republican Party, but
the ones leadership.
That oppose it's like the MAGAs. Well, anyway, thanks, and I think the Republicans own this if they don't do something. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Wisco. Really appreciate it, Wisco Paul. 844-967-2789. If you want to call in, join the conversation, we encourage you. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zauber is off the Facebook, I believe it was. Thank you so very much. Papa Rico checking in saying, quote, typical Trump, my way or the highway, don't address the issue unless it benefits me, unquote. Also, Tony checking in on YouTube saying, I thought all compromise was off the table because Trump didn't want this. This really is surprising news. Well, that's the narrative I think that they're trying to put out there, that it's dead on arrival. That's what, you know, what DeWisco was saying, that Mike Johnson is puppeting what he is told by Trump. But the fact is, if you have great reporters like this CBS reporter who are inside the, you know, talking to people on the inside, this deal is still very much alive. And I want to play for you at least this first cut here. This is Senator James Lankford, a Republican, one of the people brokering this deal, a Republican from Oklahoma, was on Fox News defending this piece of legislation.
Not being enforced. So why give him this in an election year, the cover of this deal that, you know, critics say is still going to let a lot of people in, but he gets to take a victory lap that he's gotten something done.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not going to let a bunch of people in. It's focused on actually turning people around on it. It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border because we demanded changes in policy. So we actually locked arms together and said, we're not going to give you money for this. We want a change in law. And now it's interesting, a few months later, when we're finally getting to the end, they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want a change in law because it's a presidential election year. We all have an oath to the Constitution, and we have a commitment to say we're going to do whatever we can to be able to secure the border. Just there, as a quick, for instance,
There's Senator Lankford saying, I mean, he's saying it flat out. Republican from Oklahoma, no liberal, progressive, snowflake, wallflower, whatever name you want to use. This is a guy from Republican from Oklahoma calling out his colleagues saying, look, we said we were going to hold up support for Ukraine, for Israel, until we got a real piece of legislation. And this is it. He's saying this to his own party. This is it. And saying, but now I guess my colleagues are saying, just kidding. And he acknowledges that as a sitting United States senator, they have a responsibility to the Constitution. And you think, well, that's a pretty good guy. You know, Republican like that should be applauded. I think he should for saying that. What do Republicans in his own state think of that? The Republican Party of Oklahoma, over the weekend, after these comments by their senator, James Lankford, passed a resolution condemning and censoring their own U.S. senator because he wants to get something done. I'm not making this up. We'll read you the parts of the actual resolution and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're taking your phone calls as well. It's the Todd LaBelle Show live on a Monday from Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. U.S. investigators think the drone that hit a U.S. base in Jordan was mistaken by base defenders for a U.S. spy drone that was returning at the same time.
The Pentagon reporting that Jordan drone strike not only killed three Americans, but injured at least 40 others. U.S. response?
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh not outlining what that response might be. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Roger Wicker urging the president to order a strike on Iran. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Republicans running the House Homeland Security Committee today expect to approve articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Two New York City brothers charged with stockpiling an arsenal of ghost guns, explosive devices, anarchistic propaganda, and a hit list in their home in Queens. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to allow him onto the state's presidential primary ballot in April. The state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee met earlier this month to decide who will appear on the ballot, naming President Joe Biden as the only Democratic nominee. Phillips says voters deserve a choice on naming the party's nominee. The state Supreme Court called for the committee and the State Elections Commission to respond to Phillips's complaint by Wednesday. Governor Evers toured Wisconsin Monday to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State address. There were stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, to name a few. The governor's office also says he'll talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes, and then eventually just drizzle after the temperatures do warm a bit. But overall, it's going to be another cloudy, dreary day today with a high of 37. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight will drop down to 30. Tomorrow will be sunny, a bit breezy, and warmer with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now,
it's
35.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024. Mr. Zomer's on the board, taking your phone calls as well. Give him a ring. Otherwise, he'll be lonely. No, he won't be lonely. He likes to answer your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today for your Apple or Android device, wherever you get your apps in your app store. Talking about this bipartisan piece of legislation to address what is an issue at the border. All right? And we have a Republican, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, a Democrat, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, and an independent, Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona. They have come together to write a piece of legislation which would be the biggest overhaul in how things are done in immigration in over 30 years. It would give the president new powers to address things that that office currently can't. It would actually bring real change. It would expedite and fund to a certain degree the expediting of people making applications for asylum. And it would actually cut down on the number of undocumented people coming into the country. Biden has said he will sign it. Bring it to my desk and I'll sign it, he said. There is bipartisan support in Congress for this bipartisan bill. But Trump, we play the cut. Trump says, nope, don't do it. And the reason is that it will make Joe Biden look good going into this election, and I can't afford that. Now, one Republican, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, had the audacity to go on Fox News and tell the truth. Say, look, we said we were going to withhold Ukraine and Israeli funding until we got a real bill. This is it. I have fellow Republicans ready to vote for this. Mitch McConnell, Senate leader, said at first he'd support this. Now seems to be on the fence since the Trumpster has said no go. What have we said? What? People who call into this program, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, the one thing I hear, I just got done a week going around the state of Wisconsin. It was beautiful. And you listen to real people, meaning not in the Beltway in Washington, D.C. or political talking heads. They're like, I don't have time for this in my real life. I can't argue with all my coworkers. We'll never get anything done. I can't have arguments all the time with my family or we'll never get anything done. We have to work together. We have to work together to get stuff done. I think that's what most Wisconsinites want. But not in Oklahoma, apparently, at least in the Oklahoma Republican Party, because after Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, went on the Fox News and spoke the truth, over the weekend, the Republican Party of Oklahoma passed the following resolution condemning and censuring their own Republican U.S. Senator. I'm going to read you part of this resolution because I want you to hear what Republicans are doing to themselves. From the Oklahoma Republican Party about their own U.S. Senator. This would be like if the Wisconsin Republican Party passed a resolution condemning Ron Johnson for working with Democrats. Here it is. Quote, Senator Lankford's open border deal, whereas Senator James Lankford was recently working with Democratic, and of course they say Democrat instead of Democratic, were recently working with Democrat Senator Charles Schumer on an open border deal to allow 5,000 immigrants a day to enter and work in the United States. I'm going to stop there for a second and parenthetically say that's not accurate. Number one, it would cap the amount of folks that could come through to at various levels, 5,000 being one of them. and give the president, whether that was Biden or Trump or whoever, more control to deal with it. So it's mischaracterized in there. Back to this resolution from the Oklahoma Republican Party. Quote, whereas Senator Lankford playing fast and loose with Democrats on our border policy not only disenfranchises legal immigrants seeking citizenship, but it also puts the safety and security of Americans in great danger, unquote. Again, not accurate. It does not disenfranchise legal immigrants. This bill would actually expedite and make it faster for people to pursue a legal immigration way. Then you get down to the be it resolved, which is always the important part of any resolution. The Republican Oklahoma Party says of its own U.S. Republican senator, quote, be it resolved that the Oklahoma Republican Party strongly condemns him to condemns Senator James Lankford if and to the extent that he continues these actions and calls upon him to cease and desist jeopardizing the security and liberty of the people of Oklahoma and these United States. Be it further resolved, until Senator Lankford ceases from these actions, the Oklahoma Republican Party will cease all support for him. Be it resolved that the Oklahoma Republican Party chairman will publish this resolution in PDF form on the website, issue a press release outlining the resolution, and then have the state committee pass and post these press releases on a website with a link to the resolution and send both the press release and the link and the resolution to the entire Oklahoma Republican Party distribution link and post on the Oklahoma Republican Party social media channels adopted this 24th day, January 2024.
I wish I could roll my eyes hard enough that you could hear it on the radio.
We wonder what's wrong with politics today? What's wrong with the world? I present to you the Oklahoma Republican Party, where their U.S. senator has the audacity to work with Democrats and independents to bring a real solution to us, the American people, and his constituents in Oklahoma. And they are now ceasing and desisting their support and going to basically tell all the givers, the Republican Party, Oklahoma, stop giving money to this guy until he gets in line and stops working with Democrats and independents. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, good morning, everybody, or afternoon. Look, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's very convenient that in time where we have our truckers, which are vigilantes right now, with weapons moving towards the a border, and most likely creating a complete anarchy at that point, and maybe a lot of chaos and a blood spill, says do nothing. And I'm pretty much sure all of what's going to happen is going to fall into a Biden lap, and for him to solve and be a problem solver. And it will be his fault, whichever and whoever going to get killed on that border today.
Yeah.
And that's a problem for me. Yeah. Because right now they're talking about do nothing. And at the same time, they know perfectly well that do nothing is not happening right now.
Right. No, I agree with you, Karina. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. Sure. Politically, Karina is right. Politically, what Republican leadership, MAGA leadership, Trump wants is to not do anything, to have the problem get worse, and then try to blame Biden. When Biden is saying, look, we have a bill written by a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent, and I will sign it, and we could go a long way into addressing this border problem. But Trump says, no, let Rome burn, or I guess to mix metaphors, let them eat cake. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I smell something, and it smells a little bit like fascism. When you have the government working together on a bipartisan deal, which, let me tell you, bipartisan is a word that you don't hear a lot in today's politics anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a bipartisan deal to deal with the border, what the Republicans have been screaming and crying about, the Democrats and Joe Biden aren't doing enough to deal with the border, and then you finally get that deal, and they're like, well, it's an election year, and being that Joe Biden's in office, this could really make us look bad if we let Joe Biden sign a bill that actually deals with the problem we've been screaming about. So instead, we recommend you just do nothing until our candidate gets in, and then conveniently we'll do something about it. It's fascism at its finest. It's ridiculous. And but it just shows you the length and the games that they're willing to play, and they're playing with the American people at this point. Not only are they playing with the American people, but on this specific deal, they're playing with people that are trying to get into America, which is equally as disgraceful, because these people look at this country as a beacon, and we are shattering that image for a lot of these people coming across the border.
Appreciate the call, Stephen. As always, a beautiful town up there in Green Bay. It was out WGBW last week. Want to get back there again soon. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Stephen hit on something, and we're going to talk more about this as the show progresses. He said it smells a lot like fascism. And this is what I love about our callers. They're smart folks. Because we're going to keep playing some clips here. You're not going to want to miss it. Of laying out what the possible real agenda actually is here. But before we do, I want to make this point. I'm praising Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, and truly I am, for having the courage to work with Democrats and independents and to call out his own party on Fox News. But to our more conservative listeners, if you think, well, this is just another rhino, Lankford, he's gone the same way as Mitt Romney. Rhino. Really? Because Lankford also was on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan on CBS over the weekend. Margaret Brennan asked Senator Lankford about what we just talked about. But then the last question, she asked him if he'd still support Trump in light of the E. Jean Carroll verdict. Here's Lankford with Margaret Brennan on Meet the Press.
Okay, before I let you go, I want to get your reaction to the news that he was ordered to pay $83 million to a person that a jury found he defamed after a separate jury found that he had sexually assaulted her. Does it give you any pause about him returning to office?
It doesn't. Obviously, these are legal cases. I don't jump in the middle of a legal case. It's been interesting the number of legal cases that have come up against President Trump and then have failed and have been dropped or have been kicked out of the courts on it. This one's actually went through. He's already said he's going to challenge it. So let the courts actually make their decisions and let the American people make their decisions. We got states like Colorado that are trying to be able to block the people of Colorado from being able to choose who they vote for.
Right.
Let the American people decide this in November.
Well, the Supreme Court might decide on that.
I got my shows mixed up there. It was Face the Nation, of course, not Meet the Press. Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
What you hear there is he's still a chump.
I think the important thing to take away here is he is not withdrawing his support of Trump, even in light of what's going on with the evidence of E. Jean Carroll. So even a guy who is still an ardent Trump supporter, that's not enough anymore for the current Republican iteration of what used to be the Republican Party, the MAGA Party. Under Trumpism, it's not enough to still just support the top guy. You have to be there 100% on the team. And they keep asking everyone, are you on the team or not? Stephen's right. Smells like fascism. Back with more on the other side. Not going to want to miss it. It's the Todd Allball Show on a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim, Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallah Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us talking about this bipartisan piece of legislation that is, contrary to some reports, still alive. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, and Independent Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona, trying to get this done. President Joe Biden says he will sign it. Sweeping changes to address what's happening at the border. But Trump doing his best to kill it and telling Republicans in Congress, if you cross the line, we'll take you out. And if you want any more evidence, we read to you the resolution over the weekend from the Oklahoma Republican Party saying they are withholding support from their own Oklahoma Republican senator because he worked with Democrats. Their words, not mine. Now, Republicans are doing something, by the way. They've decided that what would be great, rather than focusing on the actual problem, is to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security. House Republicans yesterday released two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as they vowed to swiftly push forward with this election year impeachment. Only once, by the way, in American history has a cabinet secretary been impeached. William Belknap. Remember him? Sure. President Ulysses Grant. It was the war secretary under President Grant in 1867. Over kickbacks in government contracts, going after an official for a policy dispute. In this instance, over the claim that Mayorkas is not upholding immigration laws is unprecedented. And by the way, Greg Sargent, great reporter, used to be with Washington Post until they let him go. The layoffs, you know, journalism, that kind of thing. Greg Sargent said this, quote, again, if House Republicans are really going to impeach DHS Secretary Mayorkas for not detaining every migrant seeking asylum, they should be asked if they're prepared to appropriate the immense sums of money that doing this would actually cost. Sargent nails it on the head. I've told you before, working for a former member of Congress in the 90s, working closely with then Immigration and Naturalization Service, one of the biggest obstacles is that Congress is unwilling to appropriate the massive sums of money that actually are needed to deal with the border crisis. Nailed it on the head. And again, this allegiance, not just saying that I support Trump, as Lankford has said, but complete and total swearing allegiance to. Yes, it sounds like fascism. As our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to say, what does he say, Mr. Zommers?
Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
What did you say over the break?
Yeah, I said that. Well, Matt Flynn says fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, but lately it's been sounding more like a crash of rhinos.
I like that. You know, Republicans in name only. And again, we played you the clip. Lankford is still with Trump. He still supports him. But that's not enough for the current MAGA iteration of the party. You can never disagree. You have to go along with Fuhrer Trump on everything, or you're out. It gets darker. I'm sorry to tell you, but we're going to give you some light at the end of this, so stay tuned. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was on the air over the weekend, and he is stoking the fires of what he thinks is happening down there in Texas on the border. Here is Lieutenant Governor of Texas Dan Patrick.
And he is wrong on this issue. He doesn't care, because here's the agenda, Maria. America has to understand their agenda is they don't care if people die if they make their goal. And what is their goal? To put millions of people into this country, one day turn them into citizens, and one day turn them into voters and take over the country. That's their goal. And we all know it.
So and let me say, yes, go ahead. Yeah.
So I wanted to play you that again. So you understand what's playing out on OWN and Newsmax and Fox News and others. This is the messaging that, quote unquote, those people who are, quote unquote, invading our country are going to come here, and that Democrats want to help them to make them voters to, quote unquote, take over our country. No longer holding up that shining city on a hill, as Ronald Reagan liked to say. No longer talking about the American dream, but it feeds into this thing. We've talked about it before, this white replacement theory, this far-reached extremist theory, which is sadly now becoming mainstream in the MAGA Republican Party, whereby the thinking goes, let's tell people in predominantly white Wisconsin, you know, they're coming after you, and they're going to start voting, and your whole life's going to change because of them. And we got to stop it. That's their plan, you guys.
Bet they said the same thing about women.
Yeah. I mean, that's their plan. I'm not making this up. So when you hear this stuff, know that it comes from a dark place. But there is light. And the light comes from our own Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Wasn't born here. The Bucks, over the weekend, I love this, counter-programming. The Milwaukee Bucks held a naturalization ceremony at halftime on center court. 21 candidates who became citizens from 15 countries. And they did it at Pfizer Forum. Not a lot of audio here, but I want to give you a sense. These candidates are at center court on the Jumbotron. This was what it sounded like over the weekend at Pfizer Forum.
Welcome, fellow United States citizens.
Welcome, fellow U.S. citizens, she said. Standing ovation.
From everybody, the players, the spectators, the announcers.
Congratulations to our fellow citizens. We cannot wait to see your next steps and what you bring to the American story. Thank you.
We cannot wait to see your next steps and what you bring to the American story. That's what America is. Thank you, Milwaukee Bucks.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.